Paul's having a nacho. Nacho cheese.
I love a nacho and hummus.
We actually haven't done that for a while. We used to have like Doritos and hummus in our house all day, every day. Mm. But not Doritos, you know, like the plain ones, the Mexican ones that you get from the...
The cool ones we used to get.
Not Doritos. We used to get just the, like, you know, the Mexican ones that are like in the grocery store for like when you're making dinner.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Like
they're the branded, favorite, the plain ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we would always use, which I do miss because it is still my favorite, the Happy Pear hummus.
Happy Pear hummus.
So good.
And the Happy Pear pesto.
Do you know what's so ridiculous? We have a shop that's directly across the road from us. It's a Daybreak.
It's not as good.
And basically we used to be by the Spar, which has now become a Centra.
Yeah.
Which has now become a super beautiful Centra.
Like, yeah.
And it's a full 10-minute walk down the road. And you would swear it's the end of the Sahara world. Desert.
But actually there's another Lidl has just opened. Lidl has around just the corner.
Around the corner.
Us. Yeah.
I'm absolutely delighted.
Even closer than the other one. Further down.
What other one?
There's another Lidl on Eastwall.
Oh, it's literally, yeah. And it's around the corner because I went through the shortcut the other day. You know, the one that I usually go through. It's actually quicker just to go down to the right. Because it's literally just there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Very good.
Great.
Very, very good. Anyway, we're doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah, we are.
We're here on this thing.
See, this is dangerous because now we've had a bottle of champagne and we're...
We have on a Monday.
On a Monday. What are we going to do for... I'm sorry about the HelloFresh. So HelloFresh, the last... No,
so
I've
what is
it?
Does it auto-populate?
Yeah, it auto-populates your three recipes. And unless you go in and change it, one of the recipes does have king prawns in it. Yeah, they look really good. They're deshelled.
Prawns, Paul.
Yeah.
Prawns.
Yeah.
When have I ever eaten a prawn?
A little prawnian.
No, not for me.
I'll have to not do that when you're not means. Here. I don't know. Are you out for dinner anyway?
Yeah, I'm going to go out for dinner on Wednesday.
No, oh, are you not coming with me?
No.
Okay.
No, I can't. I'm too much on this week.
Okay.
So I would love to go. Thank you for the invite. But I'm going to go for a dinner on Wednesday. And then we're going on a double date on Friday.
Are we going to that place?
Don't know yet. We're waiting for confirmation.
God, oh my God.
But we're going on a double date with some of our friends, which I'm very excited for. It'll be lovely.
And then Saturday, I have my brother's lunch. We're going to, dinner. We are going to a place, if you're in Dublin, it is called... And they've been there before. They really enjoyed it.
I'm not going because I...
Well, we're splitting. We're dividing and conquering.
Because Lily has her first show ever. And I'm going to that, obviously, because I have to.
It is called CN Dumplin. And it is just off...
I've heard about this.
Anger Street. Where's the one that has the... Do you know the pub? Notorious old pub, nightclub.
The place that has a pub?
From Anger Street.
Whelan's?
No. Further up, the Palace.
Yeah, so Camden Street.
Yeah, on Camden Street. Mm. It's just off Camden Street. Apparently, beautiful Asian. My mom, who is not particular about food, but would just not really venture into different types of cuisine, said this place was massive. And I have to say, my brother and his girlfriend really go around Dublin trying out new, like their thing is to try out new food.
I kind of like that.
And
like,
I love it.
I mean, I'm not great at that. But like Enya in the office is also like that. Her and Glenn will always go to like the hottest place for like dinner. They'll be like, oh yeah, we went to there. Like they're all over. Like
maybe we should do that. Maybe we should try and just do. I know, and Mark is going to kill me. So there's two influencers in America who do this, and he has been sending me the content all the time.
Being and like, this would like, be fun for us to
and
do.
And I'm like, okay.
But outside of the content, I actually think it'd be fun for us to do.
Oh my God, there's something on the menu called Lady Fingers.
Gross.
I'm going to get that. Anyway.
So that's what you're doing on Saturday. And then on Sunday... Potentially, what are you doing on Sunday?
I have brunch with my girls. We're going to the Ivy.
But I potentially am doing something for Keitha's birthday.
Yeah.
Or else that'll be Saturday night. I also could go meet them late on Saturday night after the show.
Oh, I could probably do the same.
I don't want to be a problem for them. Anyway,
I could probably
we're discussing our logistics of our life. How boring. Should we start this podcast?
Let's start our hot take.
Let's do it.
Hot
Welcome back to the Glow Home. This is our hot take, our bonus episode where we talk and have a rant or a rave about something. And basically, I love this week's topic because I know that you will know absolutely nothing about it, but I kind of enjoy and want to get your thoughts on it because there's some really controversial things about it. It's a thing that a lot of people have had on their feeds a lot this week.
I've seen it.
That is Coachella. Coachella.
So the first time I ever heard of Coachella, when we were in Palm Springs,
I remember.
And we booked it the same weekend as Coachella, but didn't realize it was Coachella.
We had no idea.
So I think these festivals are blown out of proportion. Like, I think they are insane. Like Lollapalooza in Chicago or Boston, like one of those. Like, I just feel they have now become this money-making madness thing.
For sure. So I get that. But I think people really live for it. Festival people, like, it is like the biggest, baddest festival in the world. Like, people think like it's
out in the desert.
It's out in the desert. It's huge. Anyone who doesn't know what Coachella is, it happens out in Palm Springs. They have like, so Bieber was the headline.
Sabrina Carpenter
was on it, but Bieber was the headliner, to be clear. And
Gaga was last year.
Yeah. So like, they have amazing acts, really big things. It's a big thing. People spend a lot of money on it. And that is the thing that, one, I find most fascinating. But there's a few interesting elements about it this year. One,
okay,
Lauren Whelan, an Irish creator.
Was she there?
Was due to go to Coachella. And basically, she came out online this week to say that she didn't go. She was paying for her tickets herself. She didn't go because basically she was just afraid of all the backlash she might get. Because basically going to America and stuff. It is kind of shit. And it genuinely, when I think of, like, I don't know Lauren very well. When I think of like her world and what she does, I can see that she genuinely is a person who would love that world. Like, it's my worst nightmare. My worst nightmare. I was offered to go once to work it for a brand before. And it's my worst nightmare. I think of nothing worse. Like, I'm just not a festival person.
So I liked Mighty Hoopla because it's not, well, it's kind of a 2-day festival.
Yeah, but it's like going to a concert in the Surrey Arena.
But like,
do you know what I mean?
I liked that you could stay away from the mad crowds and stay in that kind of congregative area up the top. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could congregate up the top of the hill rather than being down in the, like, that is my worst nightmare.
Like, we went to Mariah Carey with Pride. Absolutely. We couldn't move. That was terrible.
That was horrendous.
Yeah, yeah.
But couldn't, like, I wouldn't mind being involved in the vibe, but seeing it from afar.
Mighty Hoopla is my perfect situation, wherein you go, there's loads of different stages of different music acts. You can have drinks, different food, see lots of people. There's lots to look at, like there's loads going on. And then you go home.
Yeah.
You go the home.
I'm,
and you stay in your bed and you have a shower. Now, Coachella is kind of like that for everyone. There is camping grounds and stuff. But I think the majority of people who go tend to stay in Airbnbs surrounding.
Yeah.
But the problem with Coachella is it's in Palm Springs and basically you have to be in a car for like an hour, 2 hours, no matter where you're staying, to get into it. And like, there's all the ins and outs. It's a nightmare. But there are a few things that I think are really interesting. Okay. One, the Lauren Whelan thing. I do feel really sorry for her that she paid to go and didn't go. She sold her ticket and all. But like, I do feel bad for people who, like, genuinely, that is the thing she probably really wanted to do when she can't go.
I feel in this day and age,
I know it's like such a fucking first world problem, but like,
yeah, but also people are too quick to pass judgment on those types of things if you don't know the context behind the person going or wanting to, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel we've come into this age now where people can just say what they want to say without any backlash.
This is going to be controversial to say, but here's the thing. Like, so basically, how do I say this? Basically, we're big Eurovision fans, right?
Yeah.
We're huge Eurovision fans. And basically, there was a year where basically people who had been in the running to be in the Eurovision, to do the Eurovision song, then started a campaign against people boycotting the Eurovision, right? Yeah. Which is fine for 90% of people to say, because like Eurovision isn't kind of cool. Like no one likes the Eurovision, right? The general pop isn't concerned or obsessed with the Eurovision. It happens to be something that it is our like Super Bowl, but not our Super Bowl. It's like our football.
It's our thing.
It's
we
our
like
king.
It.
We love it, right? And then it's kind of hard because like everyone else who probably doesn't actually give a shit about Eurovision starts being like, boycott the Eurovision. I also understand the reason why, obviously, Israel is involved.
Totally.
And I understand that piece. But also it's quite hard for, like, it feels unfair because, like, there's other world competitions
happening
that Israel are in on, and, like, no one is saying to boycott those things. And this directly affects us. And a very small group of weirdos who like the Eurovision are now like, you're really like, so do you know what I mean? Like,
and suddenly people have an opinion on it and it would never have been on their radar beforehand.
Like, I do get it. Like, I understand the issue with Israel. Don't get me wrong. I completely get that. And it's like, been like a weird talking point with my friends because like,
and my friends, it's been challenging.
It's challenging because like, we don't support the Eurovision for that decision, but it's also really hard because like it's a thing that we really like, and like also there's other countries that we do really support in the Eurovision, so I was like, it's hard to do the right thing and know how to do the right thing. And
look,
like,
I find
also because that's people who get involved who actually never ever gave a shit about the Eurovision but are actually using it as a soapbox to stand on.
And I do feel just in this day and age you can't do anything without somebody having an opinion on everything you do.
Anyway, let's get into the fun thing on this, which, well, it's not fun, but there's been a lot of backlash on this one thing. That one, I'm not going to lie, I would go to Coachella just for this thing because it is the wildest thing I've ever seen. One, there is a thing called the Revolve Gifting Suite. Have you seen this?
No, I have no idea. I thought when you put this into the notes, it was Revolut.
No, Revolve, right? Revolve are a brand.
Okay.
So they actually, I think Louise Cooney went to Coachella with Revolve one year or went to the Revolve party. Anyway, Revolve is a big thing. They have a gifting suite, right? I have never seen anything like this in my life. And I'm sorry, if I got invited to go, I would go. I don't care how wild it is. Because just to see it in experience. For example, it is basically a hotel, right? It's not a hotel, it's like an Airbnb, but like a massive Airbnb. It's like not, there's all these parties around Coachella, right?
Okay.
So you go to Revolve, it's a party near where Coachella is happening.
How do you get on the guest list?
You have to be invited. Revolve have to invite you, you have to be on their list. You have to be an influencer of some description, right? And basically, Revolve invite you. For example, last year, there was just a stand for free Dysons, right? So you just go in and not only can you take one, you can take multiple.
Stop.
And when I say there are rooms upon rooms of every brand you can ever imagine, Charlotte Tilbury just lined up and they just take like multiple sprays. They get given an empty tote bag or multiple empty tote bags and they fill their boots. When I say Paul Kinsella would fall down dead. And I mean everything from, there was a stand this year with Diesel sunglasses and it was just like, take as many as you want. Like literally just Diesel sunglasses. Like Charlotte Tilbury, what other brands are in there? Like, Asics. So has like a stand and you just took as many pairs of trainers as you wanted. And there's no limit. There's no like you're at a certain tier. You literally just, it's a free for all. You take whatever the fuck you want.
No, it is I'm
wild.
Sorry. Nah.
What?
That is insane.
Oh, it's gross. It is like the wildest thing to watch. And there is so much hate around it because it is so like,
but I can understand.
It's wasteful. It's, like, it's,
but then,
but would I go?
But all, yes, you would go, would. But you also wouldn't.
I would
take 50 of the same
like
product.
Basically Omar and Matt, I mean? Who I'm talking about, like who I enjoy their content. They went in, they were like, so we're going to show you what this is.
I need to go and watch this.
It was their
this.
First time going.
Okay.
They show all the things and you can see they are genuinely aghast. They're like, this is mental. Like, this is mental. They get stuff, but they're like, hey, between the two of us, we probably took a bag of product, like one tote bag. Yeah. They were like, people were taking multiples of things.
This is like, wild.
they were like, lots of people are, and I've seen a lot of content because, you know, once you watch one, then you get fed loads of them. But basically people were like, oh, and I'm going to take some of these for like a giveaway. Like those clothes stores where you're just like, it's like dystopian. It's like a different world.
But what is the brand's goal?
To get their products in the hands of these influencers. Like, you have to think, some of the influencers are at this thing. Like, in Ireland, I think, like, the person with the highest following has, like, 500, 600,000. These people have, like, 15 million followers. Yeah, okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a different world.
But also, like, it just...
It's wild.
It promotes that greedy mentality.
It's so wasteful. It's not sustainable. Like, there's so many gross things about it. But is it fascinating to watch? Yeah, it kind of is, like...
But it kind of, in my opinion, it nearly gives influencers a bad name
if their
behavior is like that. Like, that is just... And then you turn around and you see people selling it on Vinted or whatever. Like, that's shit. Like,
hold on. Revolve Gifting Suite. It's the first thing that comes up. Let me just see. Like,
This woman has five bags.
She has literally five bags, but I want you to see the actual gifting.
Like, you don't even need to buy that.
So people wait in a queue for like 2 hours. I'm trying to see if I can speed this up. People wait in a queue, but like literally, like, this is it. You just, it's like a mall. That's set up and you just take whatever you want.
I feel it's like real gluttonous.
Oh, it's so gluttonous. It's so wild. And but
do you know what? I feel like this.
Like,
is
the
insane.
Bag they give them is actually bigger than the person. So like, it's set up for them to take like Stanley's.
I love, I love a freebie.
You do.
I love a freebie.
Yeah.
Doing something like that, I think I'd feel really uncomfortable.
So, full honesty, I don't think you would, but I think you would, like, you would not know where to start, I feel.
Oh, I don't know.
It is a lot. Like, it is a huge amount.
I don't know. That is.
It is a lot. It's Matt Nomer. So basically, this is them going. Okay. And yeah, it's wild. Like, they get themselves some like t-shirts. They like... But they're genuinely like, they just don't know what to be doing.
Like, girls, I'm happy just to go to a free bar.
Paul's excited when he gets a free, like mini toothbrush.
I'm so simple.
Hair dryers. Like, look, there's just
this endless. Is insane. This is like walking into basically a, I don't know, a Boots or a Brown Thomas
what I love is Matt Nomer were most excited
about the food.
About the fact that they got a free jar of pickles.
Yeah.
And that to me, I was like, yes, Queens. Yeah. And they're like food influencers. They're like, yeah, we're excited about this. Look, the diesel sunglasses.
Like, I can't. Yeah, but need more than one or two. Nah.
Yeah. It is. I do feel like there should be a restriction.
That is insane.
Anyway, they are. That's that.
And one thing I do love is when I see some of the American influencers show me their looks.
Like, it is.
Some of them are fucking batshit crazy.
My favorite thing is James Charles, right? Who obviously is the most hated influencer in the world.
In a thermal suit? Thermal onesie?
No.
Is he like pretty gay? Short,
he is
short
pretty gay.
Hair?
No, he makeup. Has... No, he has like wild curly hair, James Charles colored makeup all the time.
I've seen somebody today.
The grossest outfits. But basically, he's known every year. He like puts €1 million into his outfits. And every year, he just his outfits of the day. And everyone's like, you look fucking shit. His outfits are terrible.
It is him.
He didn't wear a thermal thing.
I seen a thermal thing. Yeah, maybe it wasn't.
Paul, I've watched his outfits of the day religiously.
No, maybe not.
For his...
I seen there's two, they're called the goddesses, I think.
So many. Anyway, the watching the outfits of the day content is really quite enjoyable. Like, it's really quite enjoyable.
It is. There was a man walking around in chaps.
Oh, funny. You got
that
served
man?
That. I got served that man as
yeah,
well.
Sure with his
bum
did.
Out.
With his bum out and his...
Jimmy something or other.
Yeah.
Lovely bum.
Yeah.
He had a lovely bum, Polly. There you go. But basically, outfits of the day, I do quite enjoy them because I do like that, like, people are able to be a bit more creative. And I like what, like, festival wear, like, you'll remember from Mighty Hoopla, there was that, like, 19-year-old. It was like freezing cold.
Oh, he was so cold.
And he's walking around in like just a little thong singlet thing. And he was feeling his oats. Like he felt he was the most glam, gorgeous thing in the world. But you could physically see the goosebumps on his body. Like he was, but I was like, well done.
Yeah.
Well done, queen. Pop off. You got this. So I do like the outfits of the day. I've consumed a huge amount of Coachella content over the last few days.
Yeah.
Because I just love it.
I just, when I watch content like that, I feel that overwhelming, like it's going to be rammed pressure. Yeah. So I don't really enjoy the content.
I quite enjoy it because I know I'm not there. Yeah. So I'm like, it's fine. And I love just like seeing what's going on.
And I have to say, for me as well, like I've seen a lot of TikToks about the price of shit. And I'm actually shook by the price of some things.
I think I actually, here's the thing that I noticed when I was watching. So there's like loads of videos again. Once you can watch one, you'll see a million. But like the price of like a slice of pizza, slice of like
$34. I can tell you the price of things. Yeah. $34 for a slice of pizza.
I don't think that's that different to
American prices at the minute.
Well, no, to like if you go to like Longitude or any of those, like the prices of everything is extortionate.
I know. I think you'd get a burger and chips for like 15, 20 quid.
25.
I don't know.
For really? Sure. Yeah.
We went all together now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just found it very, like, someone said two tequilas and sodas, €78. We definitely don't pay
wild.
That.
That's wild.
We definitely,
that is wild.
Two beers were €40. A bottle of water was $18. Like, that is insane.
You can't remortgage your home.
To charge your phone. To charge your phone was $98.
I would love to know. I would love one of the Irish influencers who've gone, right? There's a few Irish influencers there. I would love them to do a like what this entire thing cost me. Because there's no I don't know any Irish person who's gone over with the brand.
Yeah.
So basically there's also like a lot of hate over like basically because it's so expensive to do. A lot of influencers get invited to like the brands, like they have a house that they, a content house that they like have people. I find the whole thing fascinating. Like, I'm not gonna lie,
but like,
I would love to go like, with a brand. I wouldn't pay for it ever.
They're reselling tickets. Like people were reselling tickets for $3,500, right? And then I seen like, say the VIP suite was like $40,000. But would you not think that like if there was a group of 8 of yous by $3,000, what's that? 24, yeah, still, okay, still we're shy of. But I'm just like, what's the most cost efficient way to do it if you're going to do it? If that's all your food and drink included when you're in the VIP suite. Do you know what I mean?
Like I see.
I know, I think, like, this, I can't like, even believe, like.
There's this bougie guy that I follow on Instagram. He basically does like unboxings of like, bags, like Chanel bags every week. And basically him and his partner were staying in the like safari tents and they're $11,000 per person for the like 3 nights.
Per person?
Yeah.
To stay in a tent in a field?
It's a safari tent, Paul. It's very
that
glamorous.
That is insane.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. And I don't think that includes like their wristbands or anything.
No, that's insane. Yeah, it's not, I don't know. Is. That is insane.
Yeah, it is.
Insane.
It is. But anyway, I'm really
like
enjoying the content. Grand,
that could be someone's deposit for a house.
I kind of just love like sitting, watching it all. Like I do find it compelling content.
I don't think I'd ever go.
I did see, I'd go if I was invited to go and I wasn't paying for it. I would because I'm, fascinated
well,
by it. Like, I could be,
and
I could tell
I also
a lie.
Don't think,
I do think it's fascinating.
I also don't think they drink as much as what we would at a festival.
Oh, well, I'd be bankrupt just on me buying myself tequilas and sodas.
I know. Yeah.
I'd be
78 euro for two.
I'd be like, Paul, we can't pay the mortgage this month.
Yeah, I'd be like,
I need
you better
more
go
than,
and have a strong
needed,
word with yourself.
I needed more than two drinks at Coachella. But I think what where we need to end this is the most important part of Coachella.
Okay.
The thing that we need to just all take in and understand that the only reason Coachella should exist is so that we get the content we got this week from Queen Charlene Murphy. That girl has given me so much life this week.
I feel I've seen her in like this fringy
she
thing.
She is probably the
fringy,
most beautiful
thing.
She's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Right? She is so stunning. I have had the opportunity to work with Charlene in the past. And honestly, now, obviously, she's 100 years younger than me. She lives a different life to me. But she is the nicest, most down-to-earth, hardworking person in the world. Well, not in the world, but you know what I mean? She's a hardworking person. But
she was very nice to me at that event, even though she didn't really know. She's like, so do you know what I mean? Nice. She was just really normal.
But also, Paul, she has just given us everything we need from Coachella. She's like kind of hungover, doing hungover content. She's given us gorgeous glam looks where she looks absolutely iconic. She is showing us that she is genuinely having the best time ever. Like, you are on a journey with her having a fucking ball. She's not taking it too seriously. It's just, I feel like she deserves an Emmy or an Oscar for the content that she has delivered this week at Coachella.
I need to go now and have a go.
Oh, it's so good. And people are, and I saw the Gal today putting up a TikTok being like, Charlene, it's 11 o'clock. Like, you need to post your outfit from today. I can't refresh any longer. Like, you know what I mean? People were hanging on every bit of content, being like, give us the more, content. Charlene. Hook it to our veins.
Very good.
So, yeah. So, look, if you want to just... Is she with? Yeah. She's with, actually with a UK content creator and a Scottish guy. I don't know who they are. I didn't give them much attention. I'm just really into Charlene.
I seen her in a Fringe number and I was like... Because
like she's
one.
Been traveling the world. She's a single gal now. She's living the life. Honestly, yes, Charlene, go get it.
You go get it, girl.
You go get it, girl. So yeah, that's my.
So approach. Coachella, we would do it if we're brought. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever be brought. Yeah. We're like the OAPs in this section.
We're not cool enough.
We'll be the sitting alone in the VIP.
Yeah.
In our wheelchairs.
That's okay. I'd be happy going to bed at 9 before the main act comes on.
It's more like getting in, getting out, all the logistics of it.
No, I can already feel it.
Matt and Omar, why I love them, they left the other night after Sabrina Carpenter before Bieber, who was the headliner, because it was 10:30 past their bedtime.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, I'm going to bed.
Sabrina Carpenter, like, now, in fairness, anything I've seen, she put on a show.
She put on a show. A lot of people, so interesting.
She got a bit of hate.
Why? Because the Susan Sarandon thing.
No. So apparently somebody was...
Oh, she was rude to a fan. But this is the new thing.
She wasn't. She was.
It's like the Chapel Rowan thing.
So basically a fan was calling in Islam. It's like their praise call. It sounds a bit like a yodel. And Sabrina kind of was calling back a little bit going like, what is that? Like, that kind of scares me. Like, but she was really, and it turns out that, look, it was something to show appreciation. And Sabrina Carpenter immediately after the concert scene apologized, but now they're coming for her. But like, also you're in a concert environment with what?
A million things
20,000, 30,000 people. In
more?
I don't know how many is in there, but like screaming at you. Like, a lot of people, like, I know I scream shit when I'm drunk. Do you know what I mean?
You
like,
do.
It's probably like...
You could be yodeling.
Who knows what it is? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And like, in fairness to her, she was calling back and trying to be responsive. And I just feel people just get on this bandwagon of now she's like racist and
there was
and,
a lot
like,
of
she's furthest from.
There was a lot of bad shit about Bieber's concert.
You played it on YouTube because of something.
Yeah, but I actually thought that was kind of nostalgic.
Was something failed?
No. His whole part of the thing, which I thought was kind of interesting, was as part of the concert, he had his laptop on stage and he shared it on the screen, right? So nostalgia is like a big trend at the moment, right? Yeah. So like nostalgia content is like a big thing. And basically he did a whole thing being like, so he went back and he watched his YouTube videos on his YouTube channel from when he was like 14.
Yeah.
He played him singing the songs and he sang with them in harmony. So he harmonized to them, which I thought was kind of cool. But basically, apparently, I seen a lot of videos today where like people were like, oh, it was like under rehearsed and it like was not like it wasn't a polished show, right? Which is fair. It is fair. I get it. Like, people are paying a lot of money to be at these concerts and it felt like kind of lackluster.
You know what? You're fucking damned if you do. Yeah. You're damned if you don't.
But like,
you
didn't have any dancers or anything.
Just for Bieber, you're paying for.
But he's the headliner.
The whole thing.
like people do, like Gaga last year was the headliner.
I know, and she production. Did a full show. Yeah.
So like if you do like for like, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like it's a thing. So basically people are giving out over that. And basically people are saying, which I think is an interesting thought, is people are starting to now do these shows specifically through the eye of for the person who's sitting at home watching it.
Okay.
So how it'll be captured on camera.
Yeah.
As opposed to feeding into a live concert experience.
Yeah.
So entertaining the audience that are there in the experience.
I getcha. Okay.
Which I think is an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is my Coachella vibe. If you haven't watched any content on it, like just look at one video on TikTok and then it'll be served 400 and you'll see
And then
everything.
They'll all come up. Anyway, that's it from us.
We're not at Coachella.
We're not here. We're
in our beds at 9:30.
And we will see you next Wednesday for another episode and then a bonus episode out on the Friday.
We love you guys. See you in a while.
Bye.